Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We continue to talk about the medium-term budget policy statement, and to reflect on his views, we are joined by Siphamandla Mkhwanazi, who is a senior economist at FNB. Siphamandla, your take on the minister's budget.
Good evening. Good evening, Nizam, and good evening to your listeners. Obviously, this is a medium-term budget statement, so one would not have expected to see major policy shifts. But my take off it, the first thing that came, that screamed to me, was that there's this shift from the National Treasury. When I look at the projections that they put on the table, they look very reasonable to me. In fact, they are more on the conservative side of things. So I think from a strategy perspective, I think National Treasury is employing that under-promise and over-promise kind of an approach, which I think is prudent given the risks that are attached to the outlook that they put out. But fairly expected budget, no major surprises there. We did expect that there was going to be a marginal fiscal slippage. The minister did mention around about 22 billion or so. Well, it's not a train smash, but it is a bit of a disappointment. What I was a positive though is that we were able to strike that primary balance surplus for the first time since the global financial crisis, and that is a crucial step in stabilizing debt. So all in all, I thought it was relatively neutral.
When it comes to those risks that are attached to the outlook, what are they from your point of view?
Right. So firstly, before we get into the risks that are attached to the economic outlook itself, maybe the risks that are attached to the fiscus itself. I think, the minister mentioned one of the surprises I got out of the budget was the repayment of the SANRAL debt. So that what was Gauteng's problem has now become a national problem. We constantly hear of municipalities that are struggling to keep up with their debt. We've got REF that is struggling financially at the moment. So we do think at some point something is going to have to give when it comes to those things. But I think we do have to give National Treasury government their flowers. They did try to manage some of the short-term risks. There was also that's SANDF SANDF payment that had to be made. That is coming from previous deployment of our troops to DRC. So I think in balancing all of these short-term risks, the Treasury did try to make it as neutral as positive, but those do still pose risks going forward.
I love that you brought up the shift in National Treasury to call it, under-promise and over-deliver. And I want to talk about their projections a bit, especially when it comes to the growth side of things, etc. Their growth projections, are they more or less in line with how you're seeing economic growth for next year and the next, for this year rather, and the next year?
Look, they are slightly on the downside of what we expect. I mean, for 2025, we expect growth to average somewhere around 1.9, and Treasury has put in 1.7. So really, and prior to this, they had a 1.6. So yes, there was an upward revision for 2025, but it's marginal. For 2026, they are sitting at 1.7. We are at around 1.9, and previously they were at 1.8. So for 2027, 1.9, we've got a 2.2. So these to me look like conservative estimates. If I look at what market expects, it's much closer to where we are than where National Treasury is. So it seems to me that they are not as yet baking in some of, the positivity that we and the market have baked into our expectations, things such as, the potential The potential boost from the two-pot system, for instance, is one of them. The upcoming interest rate cuts in the face of inflation that is likely to print below target for the next 12 months or so. So all of those positivities, and of course, the positive, generally positive sentiment that we have seen coming through, especially since the elections, it does appear that they haven't fully baked in all of those good news. Time will tell whether our expectations are more realistic or it's theirs that are realistic this time around.
The one thing they did stress is that work on the proposed fiscal rule is ongoing, and a discussion paper on fiscal policy anchor options will be released by March 2025. How important is that fiscal policy anchor?
It's as good as what fiscal rules you apply. I think for us, debt stabilization is crucial. It's so important. We've been talking about this for like a decade now. So it is important. It's really good that we are saying we are taking additional steps. It's not just us saying, it's not just government saying that we are committed to debt, to fiscal consolidation. They are saying we are now actually going to put put the rules. Now it will be interesting to see what kind of rules that they will come up with. There is various options. We did hear that they were going to give us a bit more detail sometime next year, but I suspect things such as keeping a primary surplus would be one of the preferred or one of those that will be put on the table. We are already there. But when it comes to these fiscal rules, it really just depends on how stringent they are, first of all, and how committed the government is to those rules. And if they were to be broken, what would be the repercussions? So it just depends on how they are going to make this work.
All right. So our previous guest gave the budget out of 10. He rated it a 6 out of 10. What rating would you give it if you had to give it a number?
That sounds like a fair one to me. I would go over and give them a 6.5 just to give them their flowers. I think that change of strategy, we probably have something to cheer in the outer years, but let's see.
Phamandla, thank you so much for making time to chat with us this evening. That is Phamandla Mkhwanazi, who is a senior economist at FNB.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.